It was on this date in 1965. While the Who's Pete Townsend and Roger Daltrey were looking to adopt a guard dog, their van was stolen.
Was that the thing that almost killed them?
Several thousand dollars worth of equipment was in the vehicle.
Was it the fact that, didn't they early on destroy their instruments all the time and it almost bankrupt them?
Well, yeah, he stepped the cars, I mean, his guitar all the time. Yeah, I saw Dan Rather's new interview is Mick Jones and Lou Gramm, a Foreigner, sitting down for the first time together in 20 years. And Lou Gramm looks just beat down, man. It's a rough, but yeah, he's coherent when he talks, but... they lost their equipment. He was in a band called Black Sheep, and they were opening up for Kiss in the 70s, and the van rolled, and all their equipment were destroyed. And so Kiss kicked them off the tour, and the record company, Capitol, had the band kicked them off the label, and a week later, Mick Jones says, "Hey, come join Foreigner."
Oh.
Yeah, I never heard that story.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
Foreigner.
Foreigner.
I don't know.
A vegan woman from Australia is suing her neighbors.
Bret Michaels is going to be on that too, by the way. They're doing that. You have to have Access TV. It's not only DirecTV.
I don't know Access. That it's on any local cable systems.
Yeah,
well, I think it might be on Dish as well.
Okay, yeah. It's really good channel. It's rock and roll and all kinds of music, and it's pretty cool. The Dan Rather interview. We talked to Dan about that. He interviews all walks of life. But he does rock stars, too. It's funny to hear him talk about that. Because Dan's an old dude now. And he talks to these old 70s rock stars about illicit sex. Do you regret any of the sex you had in the and craziness you had in the 70s or the 80s? And they all say no. I'm thinking, Dan, if you'd have been getting laid like it was Paul Stanley. It was Paul Stanley, I remember. You weren't getting laid like Paul Stanley. You wouldn't regret it either, all right?
Yeah, DirecTV, Dish, AT&T Now, and Sling TV all
okay.
have that.
All right. That's too bad, Push. You would love it.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Yeah, I've seen episodes of
it. You would love that
yeah.
channel, right?
Bunch of old concert footage.
Right, yeah. The news guy at CBS didn't get laid like you. What was that like?
He could have if he tried.
Not like
oh,
Paul
no,
Stanley.
No, you're not gonna. Not gonna have the
Paul
quality.
Stanley. The quality.
The groupie quality.
Or the quantity.
Or the quantity. I think he's just asking it all. I think that's why he has all these rock stars on all the time. So, gee, what was it like?
Well, I was over in the newsroom with my journalistic integrity. You were out banging everything that walks. Tell me a story.
Please.
Man, I think if you really tried, you're TV, you're one of
not rock star.
You're
not
one
rock
of,
star
you're
sex.
You're one of three network news anchors
not,
at the time.
You ain't getting hotties and tube tops showing up backstage.
It's a different quality and a different quantity.
It's totally different. You're famous, but you're not getting rock star pie. That's why it's called rock star pie.
Yeah, he might have been able to parlay it into something here and there, but not like Paul Stanley.
Yeah, you're getting a news anchor pie.
Yeah, and that's not rock star pie.
But it's better than average guy pie.
Yeah, I'll give you that. Yeah.
Where's Dan Rather pie, though, fall into that?
It is Dan Rather,
Dan Rather in his prime.
Yeah, but even then, he's not getting rock star pie.
Dan Rather.
Yeah.
You know he was getting a lot when he was over in Nob.
Well, yeah, yeah.
He had whatever he wanted.
Yeah, but that wasn't because he was Dan Rather. That was because he was paying for it.
Yeah, you're right. He was a white man paying for
but
it.
He's
right.
But when he was an anchor, he was on TV every night. Of course, he could have.
Once again, not rock star pie. He's talking to Paul Stanley, who just had chicks laying on him for interviews.
I don't know.
If she declined, now you're wrong.
I think you underestimate the quality.
No, I don't. I do, actually. I overestimate how many he had compared to rock stars.
Brian Williams just talked about all the pie he got.
Sure. Yeah, I think you're not giving them nearly enough credit.
Yeah.
And if they really tried.
Like it's regular guy,
if
not
they
rock
put
star
it out
pie.
There.
Yeah,
because I think Dan Rather was saying, boy, I sure do regret some of the, millions of pie I got. How about you? Yeah. You regret any of that? No!
Well, it's just about opportunity. I mean, Dan probably spent too many times in war-torn and disaster-torn areas instead of backstage.
Yeah, you're just leaving the stage and rolling in it, man.
Well, sometime one of the rock stars, when he asks a question like that, should shoot it back at him.
How much pie did you get, Dan?
In your heyday.
I know.
Yeah. How much were you getting laid, Dan?
Of course, Dan may be a happily married man.
Yeah, we forgot about that part.
Well, he might say that, but there was a time when he wasn't married.
When I was a young man.
I mean, he was married the whole time. He was.
He could have
been
married the whole time.
Yeah, and just living vicariously through various rock stars.
He's been married since 57.
Yeah.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, he got nothing.
Yeah. Credibility.
He might have paid for it.
He
might have paid for it in Nam, thinking it might be his last day on earth.
Yeah, he got married at 26.
We'll ask him next time.
And one thing Google doesn't tell you.
Why do you ask rock stars about how much they get laid?
Is if they were faithful the whole time.
Sometimes they'll tell you.
Sometimes. But they would have to admit that in some kind of interview. He'd have to tell some dude at Rolling Stone.
God, he'd been married over 20 years, even by the time he took over the anchor desk at CBS.
Exactly.
He hit that at 80 in 81.
A vegan woman from Australia is suing her neighbors because they annoy her by hanging out in their backyard.
Eating meat?
Barbecuing.
Playing ball with the kids, sounds of children playing annoy her, as does the backyard barbecues with the smell of meat wafting over the fence.
Yeah, you can't sue for meat.
Is this not a South Park episode? Are we living in mm-hmm. South Park?
I don't know. I don't watch it.
Cilla Carden took her accused neighbors of intentionally being a nuisance and knowingly barbecuing meat. While they knew that she did not like it next door.
I would step it up at that point and start roasting whole hogs.
Exactly.
You know how they knew she didn't like it? Because she's a busybody that bitches about it.
Right.
So if I had someone next door bitching about that, I'd buy a nice smoker. I'd be smoking meat.
But right up by
day.
The fence.
Yeah.
She's accused her neighbors of intentionally being a nuisance. She's griping about the times they were barbecuing in the backyard with those meat smells.
She lived in the smoke and the
stupid sounds of children playing.
Besides the children playing, did she live next to Joe America? She'd smell burning sausage every day, man.
And he might cook some. Now, both the lower court and the Supreme Court there in Australia have thrown this case out.
Yeah.
Good. Saying the neighbors are living.
Yeah.
Excuse me for living.
Right. Not naked or anything.
No. She says all she wants is peace and quiet, and what the neighbors say, too. Yeah. Shut the hell up.
Go to the other side of the house. You don't smell the meat.
Well, if you're that hardcore of a vegan, you're going to have to just move to some sort of vegan commune.
Right.
Yeah.
So you've got acres of land
just
between
smell salad.
Yeah, acres of land you can graze on.
Well, just to keep the smell of meat away from you.
It's nothing like the smell of tossed salad in the morning.
Yeah. No, yeah. It depends who's doing the tossing.
Does it?
Well, I don't know. I'm just trying
tossing the salad for you, you're not smelling anything. They're smelling something.
Ever been to one of these restaurants? You see them advertised like in flight magazines all the time. I think they're Brazilian.
Yeah.
And they show big skewers of steak.
Yeah, there was one.
I've been to one in Chicago.
There was a Brazilian restaurant out by my house that lasted for a period of time and didn't
Gaucho
last that long.
Gaucho style, I believe it's
called. Yeah, what I didn't like about it is they weighed your food, and that's how they paid. That's how you paid.
By the pound.
Yes, and it was stupid because you, and it's closed now, so I don't care about saying that, but you would go there, and you get all the stuff, and you walk up, and they would weigh it.
Oh,
so and they charge you that, so I'm thinking, and it really wasn't a lot, and it was kind of expensive. So if you went back for seconds, they weighed it again, and then it was like, whatever.
One I was at.
And you had to do all the work, too.
The one I was at in Chicago, I think it was called Fogo de Chao.
It's Gaucho style. They slice it off right there in front
of
you.
And it was just a per-person charge. You got the same flat charge per person.
Yeah, that's probably why
and they
place
had
didn't
guys
work.
Walking around with these big skewers, and they just stop at your table, and if you want some, they
want
just
some
slice you off
a
big chunk.
I don't think you should be charged for heavy food. That's why I don't like that system. Your system's better.
Yeah, this was just a flat fee per person.
Because your food's heavier.
Is that all you got was skewers of meat?
It was a lot of meat.
It was a lot of meat.
Yeah,
I think there might have been a salad bar.
You walked out with the meat sweats. There was a salad bar.
Yeah. And alcohol.
Yeah.
But that's, meat and alcohol is really all I remember from that meal.
Yeah. It was a meat sweat bar.
Yeah, because there's one really close to Union Station in Denver where I get off the light rail, and I've often wondered what they were like. Because that's the only time I see I see ads for them constantly.
Yeah, in the airports.
Airplane magazines. Yeah,
right. I heard that one in Denver you're speaking of is great. And I think there's one down for our Blaze people and outside of Lincoln.
There's one in Lincoln? Okay.
So.
Yeah. It was fun to do once. I don't know if I'd go back again, but it was fun.
Joe would be there. Had to come out of his cooler smoker.
Yeah.
Walk out.
They literally gave you a little paddle to sit beside your plate that was a red and green. Mm-hmm. Like you'd flip it over. If it was green, they would stop by and offer you whatever meat they had.
Time for more meat.
And if you didn't want any more, you'd just flip it over to red.
And you were in Chicago, so you probably had some Brazilian people working there, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
How would they call themselves?
Brazilian.
Viva.
Right next to the Uruguayan restaurant there.
Uruguay.
And do not say you went and had a Cuban sandwich.
Cuba.
A Cuban.
Chilean sea bass, too.
Oh, shut up.